This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And this is Money in Motion, brought to you by the good folks at Klaus Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. And we are joined in studio by, of course, CJ Klaus and our good friend Malia Cuevas. How you two doing today?
Wonderful. How are you?
Great. Doing fantastic. Malia, how are you this morning?
Very good. It looks like fall's approaching, I think.
I actually saw, and maybe it was just an outlier, but I saw a tree. It was a maple, and it was starting to turn orange. Uh-huh. I thought, ooh, it's coming. And there's cooler nights, too. So it's always nice, although it looks like it's going to be hot coming up. But anyway, we got a lot of, we got so much stuff to talk about today. We're going to talk about portfolio allocation, but we're also going to cover some of the very, very important things to take away. I think there's three words, and we'll get to those three in just a moment. Before we get rocking and rolling on today's program, of course, each and every week we do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your opportunity to win a fantastic prize. This week, a chance to win a $25 gift card for Cracker Barrel. And a little tip, just listen to the program. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. But one of the cool things we've been doing, which is looking back to the previous week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, and not only doing the question, but giving the answer as well. So what did we find out last week? What was the question and what was that answer?
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks everyone for listening and calling in. A lot of great callers last week. And shout out to our winner was Dennis from Wanakee. So congratulations. Last week's question was, if I take a withdrawal from my 401k before I retire, will I have to pay taxes on the distribution? And we're sorry to report that, yes, you do. You still have to pay taxes when you have distributions come out. So just an important thing for everyone to understand that pre-tax money, when it comes out, you will pay taxes. So again, thanks for listening, everybody.
And last week's show, another fantastic one, like many of the other shows. And a cool thing, too, is obviously we podcast this program. So whether you missed a previous show or maybe you missed part of today's show and you want to hear it again, you can always get to klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Little multimedia tab there. It'll give you the podcast there. You can subscribe as well. A lot of great information as well at klausfinancial.com. You can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, which also sends you a link to the most recent Money in Motion podcast. So great resource, klausfinancial.com. And of course, their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And of course, if you have questions, we can get you on the air right now for our money, our friends from Klaus Financial, and of course, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Our number is 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. Before we get to today's conversation, mostly we're going to be talking about portfolio allocation, but there's a few words that we hear on this show quite a bit. And the very important words, obviously. Let's talk about those three words that we hear a lot and why they're so dang important to what we do.
Yes. So we have talked about these three words on the show many times, and they are consolidate, simplify, and diversify. Or if you want to mix it up, you can say diversify, consolidate, and simplify. Any iteration of those three words in any order works just fine. But it is this notion of, as I move towards retirement, trying to consolidate what I have into less overall accounts in order to simplify my investments while remaining fully diversified. So this remains as one of the number one confusions for people as they come to meet with us for the first time, in that they believe many statements equals diversification. Or conversely, only one or two statements equals a lack of diversification. And what they are missing is the difference between custody of assets or platforms where you have your money versus diversification. So again, many accounts might mean diversification, but it might not. And one account might mean diversification, it might not. It depends what you actually own in the account. It sounds kind of crazy, but it's like if I put a bunch of groceries in one grocery cart, does it mean I only have one thing in the grocery cart? Well, it might. I might have just bought Twinkies only, but I might have a lot of things inside of the grocery cart, right? So the horrible example, by the way.
It's a great example. Anytime we can bring Twinkies into the conversation, okay. CJ.
It's a good day.
I was trying to bring the Simpsons into it, but I couldn't figure that one out, Sean. Sorry. Okay. So anyway, the point being here, consolidate, simplify, diversify. Just we really encourage people as they get closer to retirement, start working towards doing that with a trusted financial advisor. It will make your retirement planning a lot easier.
And as of course, those three, as you mentioned, those three principles, and we do cover them in previous shows as well. Definitely become familiar and understand the differences, as what CJ was just pointing out. Very, very important stuff. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. Don't forget about their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Don't forget as well, we can get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Just give us a call now, 321-1310, toll-free, 877-235-1310. All right, so let's talk a little bit about this, Alec. As you were mentioning some of those earlier points, one of the things that popped into my head actually was proper allocation. Let's talk a little bit about properly allocating someone's portfolio and how that works.
Well, yes, and you know, this becomes more and more important as we get closer to that retirement day. So, you know, someone like yourself, Sean, you're going to work for another, 30, 40 years? So we've got lots of time for, as CJ says, volatility is your friend, right? But for our clients approaching retirement, we're looking at making sure that the volatility is not going to be as substantial towards the end. So the first key is determining when you're going to retire. That's really kind of key. You know, are you in your five-year window, three-year window, or what? And we really don't want to get this part wrong, because I personally have never told a person after they've retired, and I don't think CJ has either, after they've retired that they have to go back to work because we didn't plan well enough. That's not the goal. We want to make sure that your portfolio is producing what it needs to produce, again, according to risk level and how long before you're retiring. So we all want the same thing. We want a comfortable, financially secure retirement, but figuring out what that ideal asset allocation is going to be quite an individual thing. So we're suggesting, of course, as you've heard many times, is you're going to have a mix of stocks, bonds, and even some cash. And where we see people get this wrong, as CJ was talking about the diversification, perfect example the other day, a gentleman called me about his mother's account, and the gentleman was 44 years old, and he said, I don't understand why you don't put 100% of my mom's account in CDs. He goes, because I know that CDs are guaranteed. And so, again, this would be an absence of diversification. We can't put everything in safety, and certainly not into safety that's going to pay maybe 2% if we hold it for 5 years or something like that. Even with interest rates rising, unfortunately, we can't just divert everything to one different area. Or another gentleman told me this week that he has $100,000 sitting in silver coins in his kitchen. And again, we're not diversifying enough to make sure that we are across all different asset allocations. So we don't want to be too risk-oriented. We're going to need to be looking at things like how long are you anticipating being retired? And you've heard on this show the average retirement is 18 years or more. And your risk, do you want to sleep at night? That's pretty important to us that you aren't worried every time you hear something happens in the market. So you're going to have some stocks, which are going to be a little more volatile, but you're going to need them for growth because we're anticipating you may have, you know, 18-year-plus retirement. You're going to need your bonds, which are going to be your stabilizers. Those officially are going to be probably a growing component within your diversification. And then you're going to need some cash sitting in there as well. Again, the cash is not making anything for you, but it's offering a little bit of a diversification towards safety. And the final thing I wanted to mention was target date funds. Everybody seems to be very familiar with these. We saw these put into place about 10, 15 years ago. And what we saw was that people started just pouring their money into them. And they've been increasingly doing that because basically a target date fund, all you need to do is close your eyes, say what year you think you're going to retire, and start putting your money in it. And most people do that, and they never look back at it. So what we found was Morningstar reported that this sector today has approximately $1.1 trillion in it. Mm. At the end of 2017, that's what they reported. So people have totally put things on autopilot and said, just put my money in, which we're all happy about because we want people saving for retirement. But we're going to tell you some bewares about those target funds coming up, just so you know what you should be watching out for.
You know, having a plan, having a strategy is having a plan and having a strategy, but doesn't mean it's a good plan or a good strategy, but simply being able to go to bed at night. Here am I. There's a Simpsons thing I was going to get to there, but I'll hold off. I'll talk with CJ about it during the break. This is, of course, Money in Motion, brought to you by Kloss Financial. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning. They are our retirement planning professionals. If you have questions for Malia and CJ, they are here to help. You can give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air. Our number is 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also call toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget Kloss Financial, their office right here in Madison. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. And, of course, online at klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. We'll continue our conversation with Malia, CJ, and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Spending time this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Don't forget, if you have questions, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. Find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial. You can learn about the separate divisions of Kloss Financial, all the different ways they can help you, or if you're a business owner, the ways they can help you there as well. Also, if you scroll down towards the bottom of the page, there's a place where you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a fantastic weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Talked a little bit earlier about some of the previous shows that we've done, and of course, this show as well. Of course, all podcasted, and you get a nice little link in the weekly Market Pulse newsletter to the previous show's podcast. So just get to klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Or, of course, you can give them a call, 442-5637. Talking with CJ and Malia this morning about properly allocating your portfolio. We left off talking a little bit about target date funds, which have been very, very popular. Some things people need to know, though, and let's talk about a little bit about them when it comes to things like asset allocations and approaching retirement.
Yeah, so 401k plans are interesting. So as Sean was just mentioning, if you were to go to our website, you'd see three different divisions, Kloss Investment Portfolios, Kloss 360, and Kloss 401k. In the 401k space, and for those of you who have a 401k out there at work, the company that provides that 401k, so Edward Jones, Merrill Lynch, Empower, Fidelity, Vanguard, or Kloss Financial, they're actually not your personal financial advisor. Let me repeat that. They're not your personal financial advisor. They view the company as their client in the circumstance where they are part of helping to set up that 401k plan. Now, like with us, you could meet with us through one of our other divisions and be a personal financial planning client of ours. But this is where people get confused. They think, well, when Merrill Lynch comes in to talk to me about the 401k plan, they should give me personal financial guidance on how to allocate my investments. And actually, no, they shouldn't. And the reason they can't is because they don't know about your total financial life, right? Your debts, your risk, where you want to retire to, when you want to retire. So target date funds came on the scene because people inside of 401k plans didn't have personal financial advisors and they had no clue what they were doing. So they were hurting themselves. They were putting all their money into cash in a money market fund, or conversely, they were putting it all into a really risky international emerging markets fund. So target date funds in general are a wonderful evolution of the 401k space. It is also known as what's called a qualified default investment alternative inside of many plans. So we're not poo-pooing target date funds by any stretch. However, if you do have a personal financial advisor, my bet is they can help you build a better allocation than that average target date fund would do for you, because it is meant to be average. It's not custom to you whatsoever. And so our encouragement would be, over time, seek out a personal financial advising relationship so that they can customize the allocation instead of just dumping it into an average target date fund.
I will tell you, the little book that they put in front of you or the person leading that conference doesn't really know you all that well.
No, exactly. Exactly.
So it's a very, very important stuff there. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for Malia and CJ, they are here to help. You can give us a call right now. Our number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. And Norm checks in. Norm, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Hello, Norm. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi there.
So my question is about asset allocation when it comes to defined benefit plans and how Malia and, I'm sorry, the other person's name leaves me, but how they apply those in the asset allocation. Do they use them as bonds? Do they disregard them, or how do they do that?
Yeah, great question. So CJ, by the way, so Malia and CJ, you're asking about asset allocation inside of a defined benefit. So I just for other
no,
list for
no, no,
oh go ahead
no no no
go ahead
and the total picture. So I have defined benefit plans and I have other investments.
Yep.
So do you the defined benefit plan?
Oh,
is,
I see. How do you view that as part of the total allocation?
Right. There you go.
I see. So defined benefit, for those who are listening and don't know what Norm is talking about, would be like a pension plan. Mm-hmm. And so Norm's question is, how do you view that as part of the total asset allocation? Well, actually, Norm, we're going to be talking about this in just a moment. What you're getting at is, if as I approach retirement, I have Social Security and a really strong pension, and that takes care of some larger percentage of my total income need in retirement. Let's just say 70% of what I need is taken care of between Social Security and pensions, versus maybe your neighbor only has 30% of their needs taken care of between Social Security and pensions. Should that impact the rest of my portfolio allocation? And the answer is a resounding yes. Yes, it basically gives you the opportunity to be potentially, not that I'm saying you have to be, but potentially more aggressive in the remainder of your portfolio, because you're not so reliant on the liquid part of your portfolio for such a large percentage of your needs. Does that make sense, Norm?
Yeah. So do you guys have you're probably going to tell me, I probably know the answer already, but it's individually
it
balanced.
Is. Yeah, it is.
There's no rule of thumb that, you know, every $1,000 is worth 5% or something like that.
No, great question, Norm. I mean, it certainly the rule of thumb is you could justify being more aggressive with more guaranteed income sources. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, we can't get into particulars because we've had circumstances where people have 90% of their income needs in retirement taken care of by guaranteed sources, and yet they still want to be all cash in their investments, right? Because they personally can't tolerate risk. So you get the point. That is a personal dialogue.
Norm. Oh, sorry. Fantastic question this morning. Sorry for cutting you in there, CJ. And a great question there, Norm. And we've got a couple of lines open, too. If you have more questions, give us a call. We'll get you on the air. 321-1310, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Take more of your calls. We'll also continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll talk a little bit more about asset allocations and should it change as you approach retirement. We'll find out from our friends from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klaasfinancial.com, klaasfinancial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Also going to do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week next here on Money in Motion with Kloss Financial.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you find Kloss Financial online, the website klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And, of course, their telephone number, 442-5637. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, that number, 442-5637. I'm also going to hold on to that number in just a couple moments. We'll do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Just kind of wrapping things up here, and as we've been talking, and I know Norm had a question kind of about his personal, and it's very hard to get very specific. You got to understand what your needs are, what do you have on all that on hand, and those type of things. But are there kind of things as far as just kind of generalities as you approach retirement, changing some of this allocation, some of these numbers? How does that work?
Well, it's true. You know, the bottom line is this. Everyone just wants to know what the answer is, right?
Yes.
How much do I need to keep in stocks and bonds in my portfolio? It's kind of like when I go to the doctor. I'm like, forget all the other stuff. Just what should I do? Just tell me. Get down to the bottom of this. So we're going to tell you, like CJ said, there's no single correct ratio for people. But we're going to, you know, we, as well as your personal financial advisors that you go to, will look at your situation. And they want to make sure that you're, you know, everybody wants to make the best return for the least amount of risk. We're human beings. That's pretty much what we all want to do. But we want to make sure that we do have the downside protection. So as Norm said, you know, with a defined benefit plan, a pension, which fewer and fewer people have, that can provide his downside protection. That's giving him a component of his income that presumably will be stable. But overall, a generality, we normally see people limit their stock holdings to about 40%, somewhere up to 60% as they enter retirement. And I think the most important thing to understand when you're looking at your specific asset allocation is that it's not a autopilot situation where you're going to have one strategy before you enter retirement and you're in retirement and 10 years after you've entered retirement. You're going to need to adjust it accordingly. Looking at, obviously, economic trends, what the markets presumably might do given the impacts of whether it be tariffs or geopolitical situations, understanding that you're going to need to modify it on occasion for the particular time in your life. So keeping a diversified portfolio with the bonds is another important component. And again, people know they're not getting rich off their bond holdings at this point, but they also understand that the bonds still provide a stable environment for a component of their portfolios. So we have to understand that the bonds portfolio you might possess need to include government, investment-grade corporate issues, and a broad range of maturities, which is really key. Because one thing we know about bonds is that, you know, we can go back to 2008, it's not that bonds cannot decrease, but the likelihood is that they're not going to decrease by 50% or more, which we will see in the equity markets. So we want people to be as safe as possible, but we know we have to take some risk. And depending on your situation, hopefully your advisor can direct that accordingly.
Great advice, as always, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz question of the week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win a $25 gift card for Cracker Barrel. This week's Kloss Quiz question of the week is this. According to Morningstar, what was the total amount of assets, dollar amount, of course, invested in the target date fund sector at the end of 2017? Telephone number, 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Cracker Barrel. Again, don't forget that is also the number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, the number, 442-5637, and online, klossfinancial.com. Malia, CJ, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care, Malia. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Dan Connery comes your way next.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.